pas moi tout. Ah,
come on, man. Ah, the song is growing on me.
Enjoy your life. Enjoy your life.
Yeah. What, if you're not enjoying it, what are you doing with it?
Right.
You have one life.
Stop. Don't waste it.
Waters. Waters so said it, not music, us. Man. Yeah. Get out and go get us some music, by the way. It's officially out on every single platform. 7:47 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got a conversation lined up with Osi Roda, the singer that's from Pick and Pay Namibia, the marketing coordinator. First things first, let's give you traffic.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan. It's the Fresh FM Road Report.
Right, road conditions for this hour. If you find yourself in the central business district areas of City South, it has been reported that Hendrik Witbooi Drive and Robin Road is flashing on red this morning, but we don't have any obstructions or road closures that have been reported in those areas, or accidents for that matter. So if you find yourself in the western suburb areas, be it Katutura, Kumasdal, your Dorados, all of that, it seems like Independence Avenue and Clemens Kapoor Street is flashing on red this morning, but we don't have any accidents that have been reported. And you know why? It's because you are being a responsible driver, and we're proud of you.
That was the Fresh FM Road Report. Energized with Fresh Breakfast. Wake up. On Fresh with NSK and Shaquan.
Say it like you mean it.
It is 7:49 right now. It is winter night's time on Fresh FM, actually, the whole of Future Media. Why? Because tomorrow morning, Ventuk, Soccer Moon, and Warwish Bay, in case you haven't heard the news, we will be all over, okay? The team out at Fresh FM, Paula, Shares, King Arthur,
Delilah,
Jane Kay, a bit of Vanilla also will also chip in here and there. Are we missing someone? I'll see Hendrina. Perhaps
Nande.
Nande will also be out on the street corners. And our, by the way, our street corner will be at Southport, isn't it?
Same as last year.
So if you want to see the team out there, if you want to support us, support us, help the underprivileged, drive to Southport tomorrow morning and you will see the team out.
Do you know what?
At Southport,
yes, even if it's not on your, like, even if it's not your normal route to work or wherever,
change it tomorrow
go
morning.
Go to Southport.
Yes. See how Paula freezes. How Shares freezes in the cold and try to be cute with it. Now, we've been having a conversation about just goods and consumerism because the brief stirred the pot. That's a Consumer Watch magazine when they did a survey, an in-store survey, actually a survey focusing on in-store prices of the same basket of goods across seven major retailers in Namibia. With the latest results released showing that Pick n Pay Namibia emerging as the cheapest supermarket in Namibia for the month of 2023, with its basket costing 1,192 Namibian dollars and 37 cents, compared to the most expensive, standing at 1,352 Namibian dollars. We've got Osi Roda Basinga, the marketing coordinator, with us right now. Osi Roda.
Good morning, Omitenten.
Oi, Torchella.
Good morning, Auntie Kwana.
Good morning, Mommy. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We are good.
First things first. First things first, Osi Roda. You're working for a winning brand, isn't it? It's a winning brand. Just number one. Just...
I woke up fresher than fresh this morning.
Fantastic. So when the news filtered down to your team, to the management team, what was the reception in general for yourself and your team as well as management?
Yes.
So when we saw this article, we were ecstatic because I don't think customers are always observant on the effort from the business side. So when the acknowledgement comes that we are doing our best to serve you as customers with the best prices, because we know that inflation is on our throats.
Absolutely.
That budgets are tight. So from a business perspective, we focus on the customer and we put our customers first. So when there's evidence that we are doing this, it just brings us over the moon.
Yeah. All right. So Rhoda, you know, the one thing that I was actually thinking to myself right now is, and NSK was asking you that question, is like, you know, sometimes as much as the prices are lower than, you know, the next shop, it's the experience in store as well.
As well, you know.
So I think that's the one thing that always brings people back, even to supermarkets and so forth. But regardless, I wanted to ask about the smart shopper card, because that is part of the shopping experience when you get to Pick and Pay. Why was it important for the team, from a business perspective, to actually implement the Smart Shopper card for Pick and Pay?
So the Smart Shopper card is our loyalty card. This is our way of saying thank you to our customers, even more than the normal promotional prices. We go further into deep cut prices to say thank you for supporting us. I mean, because it's because of our customers that we exist. It's because of our customers that there's over 1,000 employees within Pick and Pay. So our Smart Shopper card is our way of saying thank you to our customers, where they get further instant discounts at our till points.
Do we have a plan for the next month? Because the brief that did the survey, they are looking at doing this every month, but with different productry or different consumer aspects.
Yeah.
Do we have a plan as Pick and Pay to say, listen, we're going to build on this with A, B, C, and D?
So the plan was in place before the brief came up. That is why there is evidence of us being low, the lowest or the cheapest retailer in Namibia. So stick to our Facebook page. Look at the pamphlet in the newspapers.
Yeah.
Of course, it has to be a surprise element. And then I cannot tell you now. Next month, we will have ABC products.
Yeah.
We know there's six others also listening. So, yeah, but definitely with our Smart Shopper card and with the winter specials coming up and with Father's Day coming up, definitely you can expect something great within Pick and Pay.
Right.
Fantastic.
No, Osi Rhoda, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you. I mean, we already have a working relationship with Junior Fresh. And you know what, Osi Rhoda? They don't believe us when we say we have a gefaarlike plan. They think that the fresh decorator was the only thing that
was
we could
the only
do.
Thing.
Maybe if it comes from you,
yes,
from Pick and Pay.
Set the mensa,
Osi Rhoda.
No, to all the listeners and to all the kids on Junior Fresh, watch the space.
Yeah.
Bigger and better coming up. I mean, when we had the cake decorating competition, it was so fantastic, meaning tears of joy, literally tears of joy.
Absolutely.
In everyone. I should have seen Auntie Kwana's eyes.
Yeah, Auntie Kwana is a crybaby. They know this by now.
Auntie Kwana, Clara.
Yeah.
Osi Rhoda, thank you so much.
Definitely bigger and better coming up.
Thank you so much for your time. And please send our greetings to the rest of the team.
Everybody, I believe.
Thank you. And please come keep shopping. It's month end.
Yes.
Fill up those trolleys and Pick and Pay, because we can stretch your dollar.
So when we get to Pick and Pay, we shouldn't look for, I heard Rhoda on the radio. Can I get some things on her employee account? We shouldn't do that.
Oh, my goodness. And because I don't get weird ideas.
Thank you so much, Rhoda. Have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.
All right. Ciao.
This is a song for December. Whenever, wherever
you are.
Hey,
wherever you at, you are tuned into Fresh Breakfast.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
So, I think the debate is settled, isn't it?
Yeah, I know that definitely.
At least for this month.
At least for this month.
But it's settled.
Yeah.
Pick and Pay is the cheapest place that you can get to right now until the next survey is published.
For you know what? I'm there every other second day.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, at this point.
Met your Smart Shopper card.
Yeah. But even prior to even obtaining it, even prior to the partnership that we now have with them, it's just been my, it's been my place.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
We're talking about your basket, about your food, about your money, and the ability to afford it. What is your life hack in terms of, just being able to afford the constant rise of food prices? What are you do? What is it that you do? What works for you or your family or your setup, okay? Send us those voice notes, 083-000-1029. We'll check them out after 8. The news is lined up, compiled, ready for you, ready to fire away by a Future Media News and Leonard. Lenny.
Yes.
VG Leonard.
You know, he's actually listening right now. He's going to be here like,
not me.
In a scattered world, we crave connection. Connecting with the crowd.